Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Every 10 days there's a school shooting. There is a school shooting on South African roads. Yep, the USA was left in shock once again this week following a tragic school shooting at the cost of 19 children. According to the official figures, gun-related deaths have overtaken car accidents as a leading cause of deaths in the United States. But according to Master Drive CEO Eugene Herbert, South Africa is facing its very own youth crisis, and it's not necessarily as visible as the one in the United States. We need to understand a little bit more about this. What on earth is happening here in South Africa? A very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, and you, thank you. And listeners, good morning to them too on this really cold day in Gauteng.
It really, really is. But then again, it is winter. It surprises us every year. But then, yeah, I don't know. We continue to be surprised by it. But give us a sense of the story.
You know, when I read the article, as I'm sure anybody else who read it and watched the news reports, we were shocked. And because this is happening in the States on such a regular basis, it's an average of one a day or something. Children are killed and shot in the United States. And of course, we can debate their gun laws and things like that. But I looked at it and I thought, how much different are we? And I think to put this into perspective, if I can relate to aviation, the number of people we kill totally on our roads in South Africa, if you believe the Department of Transport figures are correct, is a jumbo jet crashing every 10 days. And when I remembered that and I looked at this, the loss of the equivalent number of children in a period of 10 days for us. But what do we do about it? Now, we see 19 children shot, and we know they were targeted specifically by this gunman. In South Africa, it's not the case. They are, you could almost say, collateral damage as a result of what drivers are doing or they're not doing. So if we want to change that, first, let's not look to legislation and what the government must do. It sits squarely on your shoulders and my shoulders. You know, I love the point that you made last time we spoke about crashes, you know, because if we use accidents, there's an emotive component. I think that's what you said. So let's be honest with ourselves and say we cause crashes. Do we buckle up our children, for example, where they should be? There's legislation. What do we do to make sure that they are safe in the event of a crash? That's the first thing. A number of things that happen in and around schools. You know, there's this Love 30 to get schools or speed limits changed around the world to 30 kilometers an hour in built-up areas. Our government, I think, has moved to 40. But even if it's 40, but do we have to have a legislation that says you've got to drive X speed around a school or where we know school children are crossing? Or cannot we not accept the moral responsibility and accept that children, by their very nature, are going to react and jump and do things like that? So consciously decide to slow down in those critical areas. And that, of course, extends onto the road as well. 120 is not the target speed necessarily. It's the speed limit that we should be adhering to. But again, and I think I've said this in the past, it's not speed that kills. It's the injudicious use of speed. After all, Formula One racing drivers, they travel at 300 kilometers an hour and they don't get killed. So if we accept the awareness that we should display in our everyday driving, and some tips as far as I'm concerned is, don't use your cell phone. If you have to, there's Bluetooth. But I'm sure you've seen these people driving around some of our suburbs. The car's got Bluetooth, but what do? The phone is plugged to the ear. Now, I don't know. If you can ever find an answer for me why that happens, please share it with me.
And quite honestly, you see that around schools as well. You know, in our neighborhood, there's one particularly very, really busy traffic circle where there's got to be an angel sitting on top of, because I don't understand how people don't die there every single day. And you see, and there's shops, and there's a school, and there's so much happening, and people are texting as they go around this traffic circle. And it is absolutely astounding.
You know, I would be prepared to take you a bet, and please, that's not official, right? I'm not a gambler.
No. We're recording
this. If we stop using our cell phones, stop being distracted, I'm sure we could eliminate a substantial portion of those deaths for children. That's the first step. So not only that, but we will be safer drivers. Your wife, your family, and everybody else will get to work and home safe. And collectively, we can experience a better and safer environment on our roads.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. In fact, a listener just said, driving out of, I'm not going to say which school, along Club Street, please buckle up your kids, hanging out of the window, waving at pedestrians. Very cute. Until it's not. Absolutely right. And I've got these photos of a very, very beautiful, you know, Discovery a Land Rover, Range Rover, and but there's a kid hanging out the car waving at everybody, and it's astounding.
He has an invitation. If any of the schools would like us to do safety talks at their schools, you know, in Gauteng, please reach out. We will happily go and get the parents around the corner if the school gets them together, and we'll talk about road safety, talk about the benefits in a positive, constructive manner. We don't want anybody to feel guilty, but at least if they can do some self-examination, you and I can rest easier at night.
Eugene Herbert is Chief Executive of Master Drive, talking to us about the death of children on our roads.